You put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
Address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying address it? Did you ever hear back the letter?
No.
And you say, well, I was going to write it, but I didn't know his...
Address.
And if you had, if you wanted to brighten up a room for a party, you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you'd go out and...
Cut the flowers.
And something that a child plays with is called a...
Toy.
Any other name for that? Did you ever hear it called a play pretty?
No.
And say there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and someone came in and told you that he'd fallen off, you'd say, that was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen.
And say if I asked you, when are y'all going to Miami? You'd say, well, right now we're what to go next week? We're
getting ready.
Okay. Did you ever say we're fixing to go or we're aiming to go?
We're fixing to go. Yeah.
What does fixing
mean? Getting ready.
Does it mean in the immediate future or just...
It could be in the immediate future or right now.
Mm-hmm. And say if a child learned something new, you wanted to know where he learned it, you'd say who...
Taught you.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children...
Tattletale.
Okay. Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think I ever have used it as a very grown person.
What about the word pimp?
No, that's different. A completely different word.
Mm-hmm. You think of pimp as being with prostitutes?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear pimp just mean tattletale?
No.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all...
Blocked.
We're talking about them tearing it up, you say the rope's all...
Torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet, you want to see how it looks on her. You say, why don't you...
Wear the bracelet.
Or why don't you...
Put on the bracelet.
And you say, that wasn't an accident, he did that.
On purpose.
And you say, she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed.
And say a teacher goes into a classroom and sees a picture on the blackboard, she'd ask who?
Drew.
Okay, and if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
To get it up.
Okay, or to what it up?
Hoist it up.
And you say all night long the wind...
Blew.
Okay, and the wind has what those clothes off the line.
Blown.
Huh?
Blown.
And it started to rain and the wind began to...
Subside.
Or it...
To blow harder.
If the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was... If it had been weak and it was getting stronger, you'd say it was...
Getting stormy? No.
Well, then,
I don't...
You'd say it's picking up or rising or...
It's picking up.
Huh?
Picking up.
What if it's just the opposite? If it had been stronger...
It's slowing down.
Huh?
Slowing down.
And if the wind's from this direction...
From the west.
Huh?
From the west.
Okay. And the wind's halfway between south and west, you'd call a...
South-southwest.
Okay. What about between south and east?
South-southeast.
And east and north?
East-northeast. Or north-northeast.
And west and north?
West-northwest.
And say if I'm... You say it was so cold last night that the lake...
Froze.
Okay. Or the... What if it just sort of froze around the edges?
Iced.
Uh-huh. You say that it...
Iced up. Did it iced up?
Okay. And you say the water pipes...
Broke.
Or they...
Froze.
And...
Burst.
Okay. And the pipes have already...
Broken.
Or have already...
Bursted.
Because the water has... Done what?
Frozen.
And you say if it gets...
Joint. She sits in.
If it gets very cold, pipes will...
Burst.
Because the water will...
Freeze.
And